There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Book News, your latest literary roundup.
Okay, before we launch into anything on an international scale, I just want to remind you about what's happening locally. So there is a chance for you to answer a difficult question, and you have a chance of winning a rather good prize. So don't think that it's for anything little at all. You get a 10,000 dirham Donata travel voucher and a year's supply of free coffee if you enter and win the Costa debate, which is open for entries. The difficult question that you have to answer persuasively in no more than 300 words is which is best, fact or fiction, and you can submit it to the entry form on the website emirateslitfest.com. You can make your case in English or you can make it in Arabic, and emirateslitfest.com is where you need to go for more information about that if you require it. Also, there is something happening tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock in the World Trade Club. Yvette, what is happening?
Nigel Travis, who is executive chairman of Dunkin' Brands, is going to be in Dubai and he's giving a talk there on why businesses need to be more adaptable. So why the most successful organisations run on pushback, where employees at all levels have a chance to say what they think. So wherever you are in your company, whether you are the CEO or whether you're slightly more lowly, do have a look at our website, which will give you the opportunity to buy tickets at elfdubai.org, and you can come along and hear all about that. And also, if you buy the 100 dirham ticket, you will get a copy of the wonderful book which Nigel has written.
Yes, so there are a few spaces left, so do check that out. Now on to more international things. Now I'm going to start with my weird story so that we can finish up with your Zoella story, if that's okay. Now, I did say that I was going to tell you how you could read a bowling alley.
Yeah.
And I did say that and I meant it. I didn't mess up, with my own name. So this is in Electric Lit, and it's about creative ways of storytelling. We hear more and more stories about this now, interactive storytelling. People getting creative with the way we take on a story, the way we read a book. It's called How to Write a 20,000 Square Foot Book, the article. And basically, it starts, the best book I read this year used to be a bowling alley. You've got this New Mexico art collective called Meow Wolf, which is an amazing name for a company. It specializes in art that you can actually walk around in. So they've built an interdimensional boat. They've built a tiny coral reef and a surreal grocery store. But this is their first permanent installation, and it's called the House of Eternal Return. And it's not just a landscape. It's a huge, immersive science fiction story the size of a building, specifically the size of an abandoned bowling alley. Although once inside, the only hint of that is there a bowling ball embedded in one of the walls of the story. You don't exactly read it in a linear fashion, because that would be
quite hard.
That would be hard. Or that you don't actually read all of it. So you've dotted around the 20,000 square foot space. You've got things like diaries, blogs, experiment logs, day planners, newspapers, magazines, etc., and notes that you can go through. There's tree houses, arcade games, a laser harp, a washing machine that you can slide through into a sparkling laundry hole, and they're all part of the story. What do you think about this?
I'm intrigued, fascinated, and finding it hard to visualise, I have to say. Yeah, I quite like that idea.
I think the idea for the story as well is that there is a family that has gone missing, and that's kind of the house that you go into.
Right, so that's...
And you're trying to figure out what happened to them. I think that's the case.
I like this. I really like this.
So yeah, that's my slightly weird and wonderful story. Now, self-help.
Self-help. So Zoella, who is a well-known vlogger, has written some books before or had some assistance from a ghostwriter in writing those books. She's got a new one out, Cordially Invited, and it's a bit of a self-help book, and it's attracted a little bit of criticism for being maybe a bit simplistic in its advice. And I'm not quite sure who it's aimed at, but I worry about the future of humanity if people really need advice such as
go
out for a walk. But do check the weather. You may need to take an umbrella. Okay, well...
Are you actually joking?
No, I wish I were. I don't know how your sandwich making is, Annabelle, but...
an excellent sandwich maker.
Yeah, I've seen Annabelle's lunches. They are really, really good lunches in very good containers too. So in case you need to know how to make a sandwich, she gives you the advice of lay your bread out on the work surface and butter each slice. So it's fairly basic, but I mean, there are other things in there, but basically she has attracted some fairly negative reviews on Amazon for the level of advice offered in, a £20 book. So, you know, 100 dirhams or whatever for...
I mean, I can't really talk. I wouldn't know how to go about writing a self-help book. Who am I to say anything? Sips tea. I don't know.
Well, yes. Yeah. So I think it's the whole celebrities writing books and the backlash that generally gets.
That is scraping the barrel.
I think so.
That
yeah.
really
well,
is.
Well done, Zoella. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lay the bread out. I'm actually angry. We're going to have to leave it there. Oh, my goodness. Is that the worst of it, though? Have they just picked the worst examples?
Yes. Okay. And there are other things in there, but I think the fact that those are included, really.
Well, to be honest, I'd say that that's a fault that lies with their editor.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Editor and publisher. What are you thinking?
Why did you include that? However, should have cut it out.
Before you leave the building, if you're going to walk anywhere, please do see if you need your umbrella. And if it's winter in Europe or anywhere else where it gets chilly, take a coat.
Sensible advice here on Talking of Books.
Do not go out in your t-shirt.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.